Volume 38, Number 1 of the Friend magazine for January 2008, a children's magazine published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Copyright 2008 by Intellectual Reserve Incorporated. All rights reserved.
Friends by mail. In January 2007, we asked you to tell us about a time when you faced your fears. We are very grateful to each of you who responded. Unfortunately, we can only publish a few of them. Please know that even if your letter does not appear here, your help was appreciated. Thank you. My sight restored. Once I fell off my bunk bed and hit my head very hard. I was scared because I couldn't see. My daddy gave me a blessing. He said that I would be able to see very soon. When the ambulance men came, they shined a flashlight in my eyes. I looked around and I could see again. I didn't feel afraid anymore. I am grateful for the priesthood in my home. I am glad that whenever I am scared or need help, my daddy is there to give me a blessing. Eliza F., age 6, Minnesota. Stuck in an elevator. A few months ago, I got stuck in the elevator of my apartment building without my mom or brother. I was very afraid. The man who cleans the building found me and helped me get back to my mom. Later, mom told me that while I was lost, she said a prayer to Heavenly Father asking that I would get back safely to her. I am still nervous when I get in that elevator, but I am more careful and I know I can ask Heavenly Father for help. Haley M., age 4, Ontario, Canada. Afraid of recess. In kindergarten, I was afraid to go out to recess. Every recess, I would go to the library. I did that for a long time. Then I started going to recess because my friends helped me to overcome my fear. Now I go out to recess every day. I know Heavenly Father also helped me to overcome my fear. Olivia Eileen G., age 8, Washington. Bad dream. One time I woke up from a bad dream. I felt very afraid, so I decided to pray. I said, Heavenly Father, please help me to fall back to sleep. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Afterward, I felt comforted and safe. I was able to go back to sleep. Tucker K., age 7, Alaska. Facing my fear. I read the story, The Opposite of Fear, in the January 2000 Friend, pages 18 through 19. It was about a girl who did not want to go to bed. I was also scared to go to bed because I had been having bad dreams. I put a picture of Jesus in my room and thought about him just like the girl in the story. I have felt happier since then. I love Jesus Christ. Mia H., age 6, Missouri. End of the article, Friends by Mail.